Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta. Simply better hosting.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
Oh, what's going on, faithful, or as I should say, what's going on with my boys, and in some case, gals? Today is not a normal day. It was supposed to be a normal day, and this offseason was supposed to be somewhat normal or without insane craziness. And unfortunately, everybody woke up today to that not being the case, and the 49ers just cannot seem to help staying away from drama. You extend not one, not two, but three core players, long-term extensions, really, really early before training camp. Everything's great. And then all of a sudden, Juwan Jennings, which have to be, you know, we're going to go through the deal and kind of where he fits and everything, but it's just like, oh man, it is, you know, he's demanding either a trade or a new deal. And it definitely is deserving of both. Or one or the other, probably not both, but you're kind of stuck in this rock or hard place because, you know, again, if you've been keeping track with the 49ers roster countdown series that we've been doing, anytime I talk corners, anytime I talk wide receivers, those are the two shallowest positions on this team by a considerable margin. And the wide receiver position, the lack of depth is exacerbated by the Brandon Ayuk injury. And I know for those of you that bought the whole thing, like, oh, you know what? Brandon Ayuk might be back week one. Yeah, cool. I've got some oceanfront property to sell you in Arizona. Just reach out to me. We'll get that set up. Not that I don't want him to be healthy. It's just that was a very, very bad, you know, that was a 3-part tear knee that took place later in the year. I just don't think so. I hope so, but no, that's not happening. Plus the DeMarcus Robinson suspension, plus, you know, and we'll find out next week. Ricky Pearsall, who's like your one guy that like you could really rely on outside of Juwan Jennings, hasn't practiced, missed all of training camp, or all of mini camp and OTAs because of a hamstring issue. It's not his first, not his second. It's his third hamstring issue within one calendar year. So like, that wide receiver position is thin as thin can be, especially early in the season. And you have to keep in mind, schedule makers did the 49ers no favors. Week one at Seattle. So, like, you got a divisional game, and you're going to one of the, I would argue, the most hostile environment in the NFC West. That stadium is always bumping. But, like, you've won there a lot recently. You won there last year. But goodness, like, you know, sometimes you'd be like, you know what, we're just going to take our lumps through the beginning part of the year. We'll get back to Marcus Robinson. We'll get back Brandon Ayuk, and then we'll be at full speed. You can't do that with a division opponent week one on the road. And one of the strengths of their team is their secondary. Like, you've got to be able to hit the ground running. And so that kind of complicates things even further with the whole idea of, okay, and I want to play all this out. If you do trade Juwan Jennings, I do not think the 49ers should. I don't even think they should entertain the trade market personally. But if you did trade, or if there is a holdout, which the rumor right now is Juwan Jennings going to report to camp, but is he going to participate? Is he going to hold out? Is he going to keep playing through this? Like, what's that going to look like? We'll have to go through all that. But if you are going to bring in a veteran, you know, wide receiver to help, you've got to do that right now, because training camp starts in a week. They need time with Brock Purdy in the offense to get up to par. And we'll go through some of the wide receivers that are available. And, you know, I do not believe that Juwan Jennings is going to sit out games, because he has a $625,000 roster bonus per game. So this dude's missing out on over $500,000 every single game that he sits out. And he's only made $10 million in his career. So his career earnings are at $10 million. So to sit out $600,000 per game, it's possible. I don't think that's really financially solvent, or Juwan Jennings' personality. I don't think that those things are in common. I really, really don't. Want to say thank you to all the hashtag CCs. Appreciate you guys. Wazam Niners. That's right, man. Appreciate all you guys. And Josh just redid his deal last year. Got to have some type of integrity when you sign a deal. And see, that's the thing. Like, it's twofold. If the 49ers can release, guess what? They signed a deal last year with Malik Collins. The 49ers signed a deal last year with Leonard Floyd. The 49ers signed a deal last year with Isaac Yiadom. And they cut all of them, and then more. So, like, it's always a give and go. But I always get this comment, and Josh, I appreciate you. Josh is the best. But, like, yeah, is there integrity from the 49ers side? No, there is not. Is there integrity from the player side? No, there is not. It is a both and, not either or, in this situation. And he outplayed his contract. If he underplayed it, they would have cut him. No doubt about it. So, yeah, I'm always... And again, I tend to go player over team almost always whenever it comes to this type of money. The fact that Juwan Jennings, you know, you took him in the seventh round, cut him because of the injury his rookie year. Then he was playing for, you know, next to peanuts, and then goes and balls out last year. You know, you had three wide receivers making more money than him last year, and he outperformed them all. Pearsall, you know, you had Debo and Ayuk. He outperformed them all considerably. That's right. Happy Monday, everybody. What's up, guys? Right here, Calachipto. Not mad at the ultimatum. Just wish he did it before the draft. And see, here's the thing. Now, and we don't know the answer to this question, but I can tell you right now, Juwan Jennings, this is not something that has just been put into the lap of the 49ers. This is something that just got put into the public's lap for the 49ers. Juwan Jennings was doing, and his agent, doing all this reconstruction. Hey, we want a new deal or trade us. New deal or trade us. Behind the scenes. This wasn't wait till after the draft. And again, I could be wrong, but I guarantee you this is not the first time the agent or Juwan Jennings have been fighting for a new deal or to be traded. No, absolutely not. This is just the first time it became public. And so this is the first time we are hearing about it. And so I guarantee you before the draft, they're like, dude, new deal. Come on, man. Everybody's getting paid but me. Why am I not getting paid? Those guys have 50, 60, 80, $90 million career earnings. I've made $10 million. And $10 million is a lot of money. I understand that. But you look at the wide receiver NFL kind of where things are. Dude, these are wide receivers that are making more money than he is per year right now. Adam Thielen, Darnell Mooney, Dyami Brown, Tutu Atwell, Josh Palmer, Darius Slayton. Michael Pittman got $23 million per year. He had 808 receiving yards in 16 games last season. Now, do I think that Juwan Jennings is worth $23 million a year? No. I think that the wide receiver market is completely oversaturated, and I am almost completely out on paying any second contracts to wide receivers. I hated the Ayuk deal. The Debo deal, I understood a little bit more, but definitely didn't live up to that. Now you're paying Debo more than Nick Bosa and Brock Purdy combined this year. And he's not even on your team. So that was a stupid deal. And I understand more if you go back and put yourself in the shoes when the Deebo deal was coming out. I understood that more than the Ayuk deal I never understood. That was asinine before the injury. But, you know, fool me once, fool me twice. You go get a pennies on the dollar deal with that two-year extension you did. You signed him to Juwan Jennings to a two-year $15.39 million deal. And, you know, first year, awesome. Man, looked like the greatest deal, maybe one of the better deals in the NFL last year. This year, it's like, hey, give me some extra gravy over here, baby. Like, we need something else. We need just a little bit more. And to complicate things further, he has an option due in 6 weeks. September 1st, he has a $5.6 million option that has to be picked up. So if you are going to trade him, you got to trade him before September 1st. You got to. And if you are going to do a deal or an extension or a restructure, you kind of, for the flexibility factor, you got to do it before September 1st. So now you're kind of up against it, because after that time, it's going to be harder to trade them. It's going to be harder to move things around financially in the terms of the deal.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
And again, the 49ers plan the entire time with Juwan Jennings' deal was to sign him to this two-year cheap-as-hell extension, let him walk, and then get a compensation pick. That was the plan. Okay, well, John, how do you know that? Well, you go draft Ricky Pierce on the first round. You go draft Jacob Cowing in the fourth round, who's a slot player. You go and you draft Jordan Watkins. He's more of an outside guy, but still, you've drafted three wide receivers in the past 2 years, and your number one free agent, that undrafted free agent that you spent money on, Isaiah Neyor, guess what? Another wide receiver. One of your biggest free agency additions was DeMarcus Robinson to a two-year deal. So, like, you're buttressing what life without Juwan Jennings is going to be. And then you look at the contract. The contract is the exclamation point on the fact that the 49ers are ready to allow Juwan Jennings to walk. He has a void year in 2026 with an $8.2 million cap hit. Listen to his cap hits. It's a two-year deal. First year's cap hit was $2.8 million. Man, you struck gold. This year, his cap hit is $4.2 million, and next year's cap hit is $8.2 million dead money. So if you are going to add money to his deal now, you're looking at what? $15 million cap hit next year for a player not even on your roster? It's the way Parag and the 49ers kind of tend to do business, but it's hard. You thought that you were pulling a slick one, and you did. And like, we're getting him cheap, very similar to Dre Greenlaw, and we're going to let him walk. Get that comp pick, and then you're good. Well, now the leverage is a little bit on Juwan Jennings' side, because he's like, dude, this wide receiver room, it is thin at best with those injuries, with the suspension. Hey, let's get some more money. I ain't mad at it. I'm not mad at it at all. Monkey boy. I love Jennings. Personally, I'd be okay paying him. I can see why not paying him at the same time, but the fan in me wants to see him paid on this team. Hate the timing. Again, the timing happened way before this. This is the first time we're hearing it. And so if you did pay Juwan Jennings, let's say you want another 2 to 3 year deal, you're talking $16 to $18 million per year. That is a huge jump. Not saying he's not worth it. I personally would not. Why? Because the longevity, Ayuk's your one, Pearsall's your two, Juwan Jennings is going to move back to that three, and we've seen him in that three role. Whenever he was in the three role, his first year, 24 catches, 282 yards, 5 touchdowns. That was awesome. 2022, 35 catches, 400 yards, 1 touchdown. 2023, 19 catches, 265 yards, 1 touchdown. Then he gets moved to the X role when everybody got hurt and weren't good anymore. 77 catches, 975 yards, 6 touchdowns. He's going to revert back to the role. Not saying that's deserving so, but you're not going to keep him at X if Ayuk is healthy, make it $44 million cap hit back-to-back years. You got to play that guy at X. You're paying him top-tiered money. You're paying him top three wide receiver money. Those 2 years you are. You got to play him at X. And Pearsall looks like he's going to be the number two wide receiver for as long as he wants to be. I don't think paying him is smart. I don't think it was the 49ers plan. Now, again, you can jump back at the DeLorean and you will hear John Chapman say, man, I would so much rather pay Juwan Jennings a value deal at like $12 to $13 million a year long term than paying Brandon Ayuk $30 million a year. Can't go back now, and you are where you are. I don't think that the answer is extending another wide receiver on a second, you know, this would be the third contract, whenever it's one of the most inflated positions pay-wise in the NFL. I'm not for paying wide receivers at this point, unless it's a value deal. And at this point, you can no longer get Juwan Jennings on a value deal. If he would sign a three-year, $10 million per year deal, sure, sign him up right now. But he ain't going to do that. If he could, again, these deals have to make sense for the team and the player. It's not one or the other. It has to be both. And Juwan Jennings, you're looking at that wide receiver market. And it's just, Darius Slayton got $12 million per year, guys. $12 million per year. Dyami Brown is getting $10 million per year. Josh Palmer, $10 million a year. Like, nah. It's just, it's not going to happen. Now, and that's just this recent year. You start looking at wide receiver, you know, contract average. Good gosh, man. It is Christian Kirk. And I think that's probably the closest. Now, Christian Kirk has produced more consistently with multiple teams and multiple settings. He's getting $18 million a year. Like Khalil Shakir, $13 million a year. Rashad Bateman, $12.5 million a year. Alan Lazard, $11 million a year. Tutu Atwell, $10 million a year. Like, this dude's getting paid. He's getting paid, period. What's up, David, man? I am well. I think the outcome, personally, and I put this up on a poll, and I'll go through the options. I would say, look, we are not in the place to extend you long-term. We're not going to trade you. We can't get a draft pick now. We'd be in dire straits. We're not doing that. So we're not going to trade you. If you want to hold out, you can, but we don't want you to. So allow us to add some guaranteed money to your deal, and let's make this right. I would say, you know, I'd start, look, let's add another $3.5 million guaranteed to your deal with no incentives. And look, you've made $10 million in your career. We're giving you a 35% one-year pay raise to match what you've made your entire career. Then we'll let you walk and get paid. This is a win-win, and I'd, you know, go up to about $5 million guaranteed. I'd be willing to do that. That's what I would do. You have the cap room for it. You got about $40 million cap space, second most in the NFL. The 49ers plan is to roll all this forward. But, yeah, I would provide. They did the same thing with Raheem Mostert. You remember that? Whenever he did this exact same situation, and what they did is they went back, and this was an underpaid player, you know, undrafted free agent Raheem Mostert. Juwan Jennings was a seventh round pick, but they cut him and brought him back. So essentially, you know, undrafted free agent type deal. You look, we're going to give you a bunch of guaranteed money. We're going to take care of you this year, no matter what happens, and you go get paid next year. That's what I would do. And I think that's what's going to happen. Cooler heads will prevail. I think it's in Juwan Jennings' best interest to play with the Niners this year. No way the Niners trade him. And again, if you're another team, let's jump into other people. Let's say you're the Pittsburgh Steelers or what. Lots of teams could use Juwan Jennings. But we're going to give up what? What is Juwan Jennings going to get for a trade? You're calling the Niners and saying, hey, we'll give you a fourth rounder for him? How does that help the 49ers now? We've seen what we do with fourth rounders. Now, are we going to draft a kicker again? Cameron Latu? You know what I mean? Like, we see what we do with those picks. Probably going to be a fourth or fifth rounder. But, and again, for the Niners, why would we trade them for a fourth rounder now that we can't even use this season whenever we could let them play the season out and then get the compensation pick for him in the future? And again, if he's going to get about $15 million per year in the open market, which I think he will, then guess what? That's a fourth round comp pick. So you just delay the pick by 1 year and you get a full season of Juwan Jennings. That is the way to go. This is the way. That's what you should do. It doesn't make sense for the 49ers to trade him. Somebody offered a third round pick. If it was a bad team, maybe you listen, but still, week one Seattle, I don't get it. And yeah, maybe you could go address the what he leaves with a free agent that's still out there. And there's a couple, you know, wide receivers that are out there. Keenan Allen, Amari Cooper, Nelson Aguilar, Tyler Boyd, River Craycraft, Jamison Crowder, Simba Webster. But you better sign him now, because if you don't sign him now, then guess what? Now you're in trouble, because week one, Seattle, you are not going into that game. If you traded Juwan Jennings, your starting wide receivers, week one, divisional game, 2025, Ricky Pearsall, assuming he's healthy, Jacob Cowing, and Isaiah Hodgins, you're going to roll out week one of a divisional game with Isaiah Hodgins, Jacob Cowing, and Ricky Pearsall as your 1-2-3 wide receivers. What the? That's the worst wide receiver core in the NFL. It's the worst. And yeah, Pearsall might ascend to stardom and whatever else. But Jacob Cowing had that one play for 50 yards last year and then did not receive a target for six straight weeks. Now he's your starter week one? Nah, man. There's no way the 49ers can handicap their entire roster this bad at a position that Kyle Shanahan cares more about than anything. More about than anything. Ah, can't do it. All right, we got more JJ talk coming soon.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
All right. Now, and Sean, I love this comment. I like Sean a lot. He says, deal before training camp or trade him. If there's a hint Juwan Jennings is going to hold out, I'd rather cut him than let it continue. It's time to draw a line. No shade to Jennings. It's time to stop this. The 49ers kind of backdoored Juwan Jennings into he can't hold out. He's got his entire contract is all roster bonus. And so you look at what he's getting, you know, it's about $7.5 million per year. Well, he's got $625,000 per game roster bonus. So, like, if you sit out, I'm going to multiply this really fast because I'm a smart person. 625 times 17, that's 10.6 million. That's 10.6 million. If he doesn't play, he doesn't get paid, period. And Like, that's just all there is to it. Only $3.2 million guaranteed salary this year. And I'm pretty sure he already got that in his signing bonus. Most of that's his signing bonus. And then the option. So, like, I know people want to say, like, oh, is he going to hold out? Is he going to hold out? He might hold out of practice. You know, we'll see what that looks like in about a week's time. But if he holds out of the game, he's missing out on $10 million this year. And keep in mind, what is Juwan Jennings' career earnings? $10 million. He's scheduled to double his career earnings. It's smart for him to do this. And he does have the 49ers over the barrel because they're in a rough spot. But this can only go so far. You cannot sit out all these games. You might be able to sit out one or two. But, man, that's a lot of money that you are allowing to go if that's why you're doing this. Again, just make it best for everybody. Give them a little bit of extra money, guaranteed, and say, hey, here's an extra $3 million, man. Come play. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. That's what I mean. What's up, Thomas? Appreciate you, man. I want Thomas to get paid. Maybe they can give him a bump, like 12. Then next year he can get 18-plus next year. Yeah, that's the thing. That's best for everybody involved. I believe that as well. Gabriel, we almost never get value back on second and third contracts. Almost, nobody does, really. I would argue, man, this could probably backfire. I'm going off the top of my head. I would argue all of our contracts of our own players have paid dividends besides wide receivers. When we played Kittle, every time it's worked. When we paid Warner, every time it's worked. When we paid Trent, every time it's worked. When we paid CMC, it didn't, but let's wait and see where that goes. And so whenever Dre Greenlaw, it worked. When we paid Juwan Jennings, it worked. When we pay our guys second contracts, it works, just not at the wide receiver position. But again, Juwan Jennings did work the second contract. We got value there. Even if you don't get anything for Juwan Jennings this year, you got your value with what he did last year. Yeah, Chris, I think this complicates it even more. The Niners are in win now mode. Yes, they are. Can we please not trade away Brock's third down safety blanket, please? I don't think trade is even on the table for the Niners. Maybe somebody goes crazy and says, we'll give you a second rounder. Then I'm saying, all right, now we can trade him, sign Amari Cooper, something like that. But I don't think that is even feasible. Third rounder, probably not likely, and that's not moving the needle for me. I've seen what we do in the third round. Fourth rounder, hell no. Fifth rounder, not even answering that question. You take trade calls on everybody, and the Niners are very, very good at that. It's one of my favorite things about this organization. And John and Kyle have said, I will take calls on Kyle Shanahan. I hope he takes calls on me. And that's the way it should be. Man, Lee, Jed loves the rollover. Who blinks first? He sure does. And again, 49ers are sitting. There is a lot of money waiting to be had. I mean, they got $40-plus million cap space. Take $5 million, give it to them. Move on. Let's go. Let's go. It's just what it is. He just pulled a slick one by waiting till now. He waited till now to make it public. I'm telling you guys, Juwan Jennings has put this out there for the 49ers for a very long time. This is not a new thing. This is only newly public. That's all that it is. It would be so messed up if any counter to JJ's ultimatum is that he didn't have a 1,000-yard season. Guy stepped up and got cheated out of his 1,000. Yeah, I was at that Arizona Cardinals game where they kicked him out for being a football player. Yeah, and so, but again, you have to look at it. He hasn't produced that much in his career. You called on him. You gave him an advanced role because of the injuries and the situation, and he dominated. Oh, Jason Hurley. Everybody go check this out, 40hourscap.com. He's the beast. What's up, Jason? I'm curious when he asked for a new deal or trade, because this close to training camp is a BS move by him. I'm a betting man, no doubt about that. Everybody knows that. Dude, I would bet the farm. I don't even have a farm, but if I had it, I'd bet all the pigs and all the cows and all whatever goes on a farm. I'm from Texas, but I'm not a farm guy. There is no way that this is a new – there's no way. There's no freaking way at all. I would bet everything. This dude asked for this a long freaking time ago, period. Not a camp, but what's Amari Cooper think he's worth for a one-year deal? The thing with Amari Cooper is he has to be the guy. You know, Amari Cooper, he ain't coming unless am I just a wide receiver, you know, one until Ayuk and DeMarcus Robinson coming back? I ain't coming back to that. I've made enough money. And like, this is the difference, right? You look at these players that have gotten paid. Well, you look at Amari Cooper. He's made $137 million. He's made 13 times more money than Juwan Jennings has. Now, your first round pick and traded, all that stuff. Amari Cooper, he ain't coming back because he has to have money. He's coming back because he wants to be a wide receiver and get money. And he's going to get both. He's going to get both. And he's going to get about $10 million a year. So if you're going to pay Amari Cooper $10 million a year and trade away Juwan Jennings, why not just give Juwan Jennings $10 million a year? I prefer that. Right? I prefer that. Anyway. Unless they trade BA when he's healthy. Yeah. If he gets a Rashad Bateman deal, then that's more than fair. And that's what he'll get. He'll get more than that. He's more productive. Rashad Bateman is not a bad wide receiver. He stretches the field vertically. He's the true X in that thing. He does a lot of the dirty work, but he's not the first, second, third, or fourth option in that offense. You could argue that's kind of what Juwan Jennings is. But again, like, okay, well, let's look at Rashad Bateman and his kind of career, because this is what the agent, like, these are the conversations that the agent and Parag Bharate and all of them have. This is the same thing. Okay, here's Rashad Bateman. He's never had more than 750 yards. He did have 9 touchdowns this year, so he kind of capitalized on that, but it was maybe the most prolific offense in the history of the NFL last year, the Ravens, and so everybody kind of dominated. But yeah, I mean, shoot, 750 yards, 9 touchdowns, that's pretty valuable. I would prefer Juwan Jennings, but he doesn't stretch the field vertically like Bateman does, but he'll get paid more. Jason, Juwan sees he performed well and wants somewhere in the 15 to 20 million. That's what, that's about where he should go. I think if he gets a new deal this year, it'd be 15, next year, probably 18. If he goes out and does the exact same thing he did this year or last year, this year, dude's $18, $20 million. Wide receiver market's inflated. I do not think that he is worth that. I love Juwan Jennings. By far one of my favorite 49ers. But nah, bro. Nah. Alex, a good wide receiver 3 makes 10 to 15. They want him to be their 1 to at least start the year. Yeah, that's the thing. There's an asterisk attached to Juwan Jennings. You're not a number 1 wide receiver. You're not an X. You're not. You're playing X for us because our X is broken. Right, and so yeah, that's kind of where it is. Alex, oh, we got a Detroit fan that doesn't know football. Appreciate you, Alex. Glad you're here, man. I would argue John Lynch is a top 10 general manager in the NFL personally, and he's had nothing but success. You remember whenever he took the Lions out of the NFC Championship with the roster he built? I do remember that was awesome. When was the last time you guys made it to the Super Bowl or won a Super Bowl? That's awesome. Enjoy those vibes and losing all your coordinators. Anyway, we've been there. We were able to rebound. We'll see. Kawachipto, they do not want Juwan Jennings to be the one, but they kind of have to. They kind of have to this year until, and again, if you think Ayuk is coming back week one, like, I don't think there's anybody that watches this show actually believes that. There's no way. There's no way. Hey, like, remember Kyle Shanahan saying Tuesday before week one last year, yeah, there's a chance Christian McCaffrey suits up and plays Monday, you know, this week. Yeah, we there's a chance. Total bullshit. Like, no. And so now they're out there like, and this, you know, I don't know if this is part of the, you know, Juwan Jennings negotiation, but I would not put it past the 49ers front office. Hey, Ayuk might be back. Dude, Juwan Jennings and Ayuk are boys. Like, no freaking way. No way. I want to do my Canadian accent. No way. Anyway, Niner fan 57. 15 to 18 for JJ. His leadership and blocking ability bump him over to the right team. I freaking love him. And I want him to get paid. But I'm saying I'm not paying inflated positions. And I do not value the wide receiver position like the NFL does, especially for the most run-heavy team in the NFL, especially for the most 12-21 personnel team in the NFL. We have the least wide receiver snaps available of any team in the NFL, yet we draft more wide receivers, we spend more on wide receivers, and we're always still in need of wide receivers. That freaking drives me crazy, man. Monkey Boy, appreciate the super chat. That settles it. CMC, you're playing wide receiver this year, and we're cycling through the remaining running backs. I'm not mad about this. And even before the Juwan Jennings drama, this is what I want to see. I want, in three wide receiver sets, especially early with Ayuk out and with DeMarcus Robinson probably being suspended. Like, yeah, when we're in 11 personnel, one back, one tight end, I want Christian McCaffrey playing slot. So technically that'd be 21 personnel, but still, you understand what I mean. If we're in a three wide receiver set, I want Juwan Jennings, Ricky Pearsall, and Christian McCaffrey in the slot. That's what I want. I was saying that for the past 2 months. Now it's like, that would be nice. Now you might have to. Oh, yeah, I'm with you. And boy, would that be fun. You know what I mean? Boy, would that be fun. Chris, trading him sounds crazy when we don't even know what version of Ayuk we're going to get. That's not a typical ACL, guys. Not a typical ACL. It was an ACL. It was an MCL. It was a meniscus. It was the freaking triple crown of knee injuries. Not normal. Now, he's young and quote unquote ahead of whatever. And again, to be fair, okay, to be fair, you know, I'm going back and slamming Shanahan for saying CMC might play week one last year whenever I also felt the same way about Brock Purdy. And there's no way he's going to be ready for training camp. There's no way. And he was after he tore his UCL, right? Or UCI or whatever it's called, whatever. Like, and so, hey, crazy things have happened. And, you know, Brock Purdy got injured in the NFC Championship. It was ready to go day one of training camp. Unbelievable. And so, who knows? Crazier things have happened. And I don't want to always say, like, oh, I know all. No, I'm wrong all the time. Covering the 49ers, they do not let a lot of transparency out whenever it comes to certain things like this. And they do propagandize their own injury stuff. You remember when Kyle Shanahan was going through all the injuries at minicamp? And he's like, we'll be ready by training camp. We'll be ready by training camp. We'll be ready by training camp. Like, just boom, 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 boom. For like 15 injuries, there's no way. Not everybody's going to be ready by training camp. It's not going to happen. And yeah, it's too difficult to project that Ayuk's going to be perfect like he was. Whatever you saw what Ayuk was to start the beginning of last year wasn't perfect, right? That wasn't even coming off an injury. That was just coming off of sitting on the couch. Yeah, we're stuck, man. We're stuck. Let me show you. This was the poll I put out, just a couple hours ago. I said, this is the way I phrased it, okay, for the audio listeners. How should the 49ers handle the Juwan Jennings trade slash new deal request? I gave four options. Extend him to $18 million a year. Now, if you want to bump that down to 16 or 15, that's your call, but I think that's what he's going to get. Trade him, do nothing, allow the 600 plus thousand per game roster bonus to be enough to force him to play and just let him be pissed off. Or add $5 million guarantee to the 2025 salary. The lowest 10% vote, and again, this is 700 plus votes. It was just a couple hours. I could check it again when we're done here, but the poll is still going if you want to go take part in that conversation at JL underscore Chapman on Twitter. Do nothing had the fewest with 10%. Trade him 12%. Extend him to $18 million a year, 28%, and add $5 million guaranteed to this season, 48.3%. That's my thinking as well, and maybe I hope I didn't curtail the language to kind of force that vote. Sometimes I'm guilty of that subconsciously for my bias because that's what I would do. Let's make everybody happy. The 49ers want Juwan Jennings to go elsewhere and get paid so you get that compensation pick. That's what they want. And again, it's very similar to the thinking of allowing Matt Breida, trading him, trading Jeff Wilson, trading Jordan Mason. Well, we got this late round pick and we were able to turn it into this, you know, we got great production and then we turned it into this other pick. It's this recycling of the roster, this getting younger, getting cheaper, which you've heard Shanahan, Lynch, and Jed York all reference this offseason. So if we're staying in line with that, that is the prerogative of what it is the 49ers are trying to accomplish with Juwan Jennings. Does that make everybody happy? No. Juwan Jennings sitting there like, man, I'm more than just, you know, a piece to discard. Pay me. Pay me what I'm worth. The 49ers are not paying him what he's worth. Now, he took the deal, but again, the 49ers cut a lot of players that they signed two-year deals. It goes both ways. Let me ask this, okay? So I put this out there earlier. What would be... No, let me rephrase this again. If the 49ers were offered a third-round pick, would you trade him or would you not trade him? The 49ers phone rings today. A middle-of-the-pack third-round team says, we'll give you a third-round pick for Juwan Jennings. Everybody in the chat right now that's watching live, we're sitting at about 800 people across all channels. Yes or no? Would you trade Juwan Jennings for a third-round pick right now? I'm at a 50-50. Niner Fan 957 says he would. Would you right now trade Juwan Jennings for a third-round pick? Would you do it? Let's see here. I'm scrolling down. No. Take it. I trade him if I have an acceptable backup plan. The 49ers don't currently. No, no, yes, no, no way. I like law of all. No way. Alex. Hey, Alex, sticking around. Appreciate you. We got Detroit. Detroit has some cool fans. I will say that, Alex. I know I was clapping back at you earlier, but I do appreciate the Detroit fans. All the drafts I've been to and stuff are one of my favorite events, and I've been to a couple of Detroit games. Fan base, pretty awesome, man. Appreciate you, man. Glad you're here. I think we would need another wide receiver for you. That ain't going to happen. That doesn't happen at this point. Maybe you could get a Trent Sherfield or I don't know. Nope, no, no, especially with our current team's questions. Tommy says, yeah, what's up, Tommy? I got the chance to go see Tommy play. Absolutely crushed it, dude. Dude was in the middle of a guitar solo, just freaking killing it. It was like a 2-minute guitar solo. His string pops, keeps going. It was incredible, man. Absolutely big fan of that guy, Tommy Huxley. Stud. Look him up on look up Tommy Huxley. Get some awesome blues, freaking badass riffs on Spotify. Go check it out. I've been listening for the past 2 days. Pretty good stuff. Let's see. Wide receivers are a dime a dozen. Trade for a third, sign Allen. That's not a bad plan. And Keenan Allen is kind of a Juwan Jennings type X. Back in the day, Keenan Allen was a true X, but you know he's about a hamburger away from playing tight end. Myself, I'm nowhere to talk, but he's not. He's slow. His last year with the Bears was pretty rough to watch, but he could do that if you needed him to. If he doesn't want to be here, I would take a third. It is on the front office to draft well. Yeah, we got our Letty Kenny reference. Yeah. No, I would trade Jennings for an old. You can't do that. That doesn't happen at this point. Nobody's going to trade a stable offensive lineman. But I say that, and then you get, you know, the Miami Dolphins, Minka Fitzpatrick trade for Jalen Ramsey and the Steelers. But it doesn't happen often. So I can't say it doesn't happen, but I can't say it doesn't happen often. But I can tell you this, Niners are not trading for an offensive lineman. They don't give a shit about the offensive line at all. They value the wide receiver position 1,000 times more than offensive line. Grant says, you know, we're going to need him at least half of this season. Look at this. Hendrickson and Stewart clamoring. That shit ain't happening. Sorry, I keep cursing. That's not happening. Kyle Shanahan, when asked about the BA timeline, we can't guarantee BA will even be alive at the start of training camp. That's right. We might not even be alive on Sunday. I love all those Kyle answers. I got a couple of them here. Here we go. This is my favorite.
Oh, I understand. I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand. I don't think that. I don't think you understand. Here we go.
That makes no sense. I'm sorry.
Oh man, I could have a Kyle. I have a whole Kyle montage of just hilarious. I should cut those up and put those out because that dude is freaking hilarious. Anyway. So yeah, it's man. Yeah. Right here. Chargers would love JJ and they have an offensive line. A lot of teams would like Juwan Jennings and he will have people that want to sign him. But I do not see. I do not see that taking place. I'm sorry, I just don't. And so that's why I go back to the whole idea. Make him happy. Make him happy. If you make him happy now, with just a couple million guaranteed, you got $40 million cap space to roll forward. Second most in the NFL. It's not like the 49ers are sitting there like, oh, we can't do it. We can't do it. You can do it. You can do it. You just have to want to do it. Oh, man. I'm hoping I get to see third and Juwan this year. You know, my plan is to go to at least, I think we're doing 13 games if I'm counting all the home games and stuff, but with the Roche road trips and stuff, I want one more year of Juwan. And if you're going to any 49ers game or any ticketed event ever, you got to use this app. Hey, Niner faithful. If you're looking for tickets to see the 49ers play this season, TickPick is the destination for the best deals you'll find on tickets with absolutely no hidden fees. TickPick guarantees the best price on tickets to every NFL game and beyond. Download the TickPick app and use code Niners, N-I-N-E-R-S, at checkout to save $10 on your first order. Again, that's code Niners. Get your tickets ready today to cheer on the team with the rest of the 49ers Rush community. And all of our events for the 49ers Rush road trip are sold exclusively on the TickPick app or TickPick.com. Just search 49ers Rush. Rusty, my man, he says, if we trade him, put the free agent wide receivers in command of what they demand from us. Yeah, like, the 49ers have struggled at this position. They have not handled it well. Didn't handle it well with Debo. Obviously not. Debo's getting, I look at this every now and then and I get really upset. Debo Samuel has $34 million cap hit this year. Still, he's not even on our team. $34 million is the same as Nick Bosa and Brandon Ayuk's cap hits this year combined. He's not even on our team. And was it time for him to go? Cool. But, like, we have not handled the wide receiver position well at all. At all. And so now you've got a guy that has played way above his pay grade. Just make it right. You have $40 million cap space. Give him an extra $3 to $5 million guaranteed. And maybe Juwan Jennings in there saying, nope. I want a brand new deal, but I don't understand. That doesn't make sense for me. If I'm Juwan Jennings' agent, I'm saying, look, man, they could screw us over because this deal is all based on per game roster bonus. We don't get a penny if you hold out. So cause an issue to a point, like this is your chance to be the guy and to prove to the entire NFL that you could be this guy. It's in Juwan Jennings' best interest to stay with the Niners this year, to get a little bit of extra added on, to ball out like he did last year, and then get a mega payday. You're talking 18 to 20 million. He goes out and has 1,000 yards and 8 touchdowns this year. That dude's getting 20 million. That gets 20 million in today's NFL. It really, really does. That's why I'm like, okay, it has to make sense for the Niners. Has to make sense for Juwan. That is the most win-win-win situation I can possibly think of. Juwan Jennings getting a little bit extra guaranteed, balls out for the Niners this year, walks, has a freaking incredible, you know, suitors galore to get him paid next year, and then he's set for life. That's what I want to see. Look at Lee, comment of the day. Semi-permanent hair dye is expensive. That is awesome. I do love it. Law dog. Yep. When did we have a wide receiver one on this team? It's got to be Ayuk back in 2023. I would argue we didn't really have a true one last year at any point. We don't have one. We don't have one. Anyway, Brock doesn't even have a cap hit that large until like 2030. You look at the Brock Purdy deal, you know, his cap hit $9 million this year. $24 million the following year, $30 million in 2017, $57 million in 2028. You have a long time. That $5 million that you know, again, if I'm IU say or Juwan Jennings' agent, I'm just saying, dude, Give us $5 million fully guaranteed. Tack it onto the deal. We're the happiest guy ever, and we'll be so happy. No doubt about it. And to the Detroit hater, the work of a top 12 front office. The front office has nailed almost everything besides the wide receiver position. I'd say defensive tackle with the Kinlaw trade, Buckner trade, and then paying that. But that's it. Like, they have hit almost everywhere else. And again, look at what the front office has done since they've been here. 8 playoff wins to 4 playoff losses, 2 Super Bowl appearances, 4 NFC championships. Like, come on, bro. Outside of winning a Super Bowl, there is not any team more successful than the 49ers since they showed up. I think you know that. I think everybody does, but that's okay. David, do you think this JJ situation is why the Niners brought Gabe Davis in for a workout a few months back? Gabe Davis is a Juwan Jennings type guy. I think wide receiver, even if Juwan Jennings is happy and signed, wide receiver still a need. It's the second thinnest position on this roster. Outside corners, 1. Outside wide receivers, 2. You got a bunch of slot guys, but... And then you have to compound that with Kyle Shanahan doesn't trust young wide receivers at all. So you're going to roll out Pearsall, Cowan, and Jordan Watkins? Nah, bro. Week 1? Nah, that ain't happening. That ain't happening. You got so many young guys on the team at the wide receiver position. The 49ers, appreciate the comment. The Niners need a young pup wide receiver, not an old vet. This isn't going to be happy. We don't need another unhappy vet like Devondre. That fits into it, but man, you have so many young wide receivers, Pearsall, Cowing, Jordan Watkins. That's 3 super young guys. You want to throw in Isaiah Nair, man, you've got a lot of young wide receivers on this roster. Give them $5 million, be done with it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So yeah, we'll have to see what that looks like. And I hope that this gets solved. I really do think that the Niners could do a solid with not only Juwan Jennings, but the entire roster. Everybody loves Juwan Jennings. That dude has done the dirty work for 4 consecutive years. If you reward him with some extra guaranteed money, how's that going to make, let's say you're a late round pick currently on the 49ers roster doing special teams work, and you see Juwan Jennings get a little extra added to his deal, and you're just like, hell yeah, that could be me. All I got to do is go out and ball out like crazy, and I'll get a little bit extra. That's a wonderful meritocracy-type establishment that you're – precedent that you're setting. That's a positive one, not a negative. And, you know, again, from the report, that's all we have to go on. He is showing up to training camp. He's not holding out. And, again, you look at the contract, and when people are – and when – I know that there's other people that everybody's going to listen to, and rightfully so. Like, get other people's opinion on this. But if they are not talking about the $625,000 per game roster bonus, I think that they are missing a major, major point in this whole negotiation process. I think this is Juwan trying to get what he can, because if he holds out, that's $10 million on the table this year that he will not get paid. And remember, Juwan Jennings has only gotten $10 million in his entire career. Dude's going to play. Dude is going to play, and the 49ers need him to, no doubt about it. I hope that you guys have checked out our roster countdown series. We are working really, really hard on that. And then rookies report on Tuesday tomorrow. So, content's not stopping. It's only going to ramp up, baby. And you guys are the absolute best. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this conversation. And just remember, if you're having a bad day, just be thankful you are not a Detroit Lions fan. Stay strong, faithful.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely smoothly and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to Aero-HIIT to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.